what it's called.
There's just that.
Okay. What about the types that live out in the country and still speak French out there?
That's Cajun.
Okay, other names for them? They are called Cunets? Cunets?
See, you're a country boy. You love rural area. You know their lingo. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know. Because of that. Come from Atlanta. Okay, Greeks or Cubans? What were they called? Puerto Ricans? Names for them? Mexicans? You heard they're called Sticks, right?
Yeah.
What about Mexicans that were of American ancestry? They'd be called?
Mexican Americans.
All right. Scandinavians or Canadians? All right. What about, you belong to what part of Europe? Are you a...
I belong to black. American Negro.
No, I mean...
I don't think I better phone Mr. Frank. Huh?
No.
No, I'm talking about Democrat or Republicans. Names you'd have for them?
Democrats or Republicans?
Yeah.
I should know what I mean.
Well, I mean, names that you would have for them, Democrats or Republicans, either one.
I wouldn't have any names for them. I'd say a Democrat or Republican.
What about people that live down and have long hair and, you know, live out in the court or something like that, or radicals or that sort of thing?
Oh, they've been called hippies.
Okay, what's a hippie?
Someone who does not conform to the way of life, the basis, the set form of life, who disagrees with the norms.
Yeah. What are they usually like? Are they different types of people, or?
No, they're any type. I mean, any nationality, any race.
Do they dress different, or?
Well, yeah, by conforming different way, okay. Society is set up with, if you're in a certain class, you have to wear a suit and a tie, and they would wear anything, blue jeans, cut off, smoke pot, you know, you're not supposed to do this.
Okay.
You know what the basic norms are.
And they'd have long...
You don't have to be a hippie to wear a beard, you know. And so I know quite a few people who are not here and they do wear beards.
Okay.
Just makes them look distinguished. If they're well kept.
Anybody who has a beard is a hippie.
Say what?
No. Anybody who has a beard is a hippie.
Of course not.
Okay. Now, what might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways?
I call him a whole bunch of things.
Well,
but homosexual is a very nice name they like to call him, but call him a freak.
Yeah. Like I see
how... Queer.
Alright. I have to walk to see all that down in the corridor every day.
You don't have... Well, yes.
Well, I do too. My room.
That's true.
Right,
you do see them, and they do...
See all these other names for them? What do they like to call them?
Punks. What they like to call themselves?
Yeah.
I don't know. They like to call each other...
What is it? The liberation?
Oh, gay.
Yeah, okay. Other names for them? They're called fags.
Punk, fag, homo.
Homo.
Not homo sapien either. Homosexuals, whatever.
Okay. But just a person that would have womanish ways, you know, a guy who would hold his hand like that all the time or something like that, they'd be called... Okay. All right. Then, what about a girl or a woman that had real mannish ways? Well, okay, or just not necessarily a homosexual, but...
She'd be a tomboy.